Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing. Week 7. The two aspects of God's complete salvation, judicial redemption plus organic salvation. Wednesday, related verses. 1 Peter 1:23. Having been regenerated, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the living and abiding Word of God. John 1:12-13. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into His name, who were begotten not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 3:6-15-36. 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. 15. That everyone who believes into Him may have eternal life. 36. He who believes into the Son has eternal life, but he who disobeys the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides upon him. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has regenerated us unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Related reading. God's organic salvation begins with regeneration and continues with shepherding. Regeneration is the propagation of God's life by the imparting of God's life into the believers in order that they may be regenerated and partake of God's life. Shepherding is the nourishment of God's life in order that the regenerated believers may grow and have their existence in the divine life, thus manifesting the function of the divine life in them. How does God achieve regeneration? It is through His Spirit. After we repented and believed in the Lord, our sins were forgiven, and we were reconciled to God. Then this God, who loves us and who is the life-giving Spirit, comes into us to regenerate our spirit. John 3 refers to Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He respectfully addressed the Lord Jesus as one who had come from God, as a teacher to Israel, and he therefore came to get some advice from him. However, the Lord Jesus said to him, "Unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus did not understand the meaning of regeneration. He thought regeneration was for a man to enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born. So he said to the Lord Jesus, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" However, the regeneration that the Lord Jesus referred to was for one to be born of water, that is death, and the Spirit, that is life. Then the Lord went on to say, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The first spirit is the divine spirit," referring to God. God is spirit. When we are born of Him, we are born of the Spirit, and eventually we are spirit. The second spirit referred to in John 3:6. This is to be regenerated. 1 Peter 1:23 shows us that regeneration is through God's Word of life. A great majority of the regenerated ones were regenerated through the Word of God. The Word of God, as a gene, entered into us and operated in us. In this way, we were regenerated. John 1:12-13 tells us that the way to be regenerated is to receive the Lord Jesus by believing into him. He is the Word from God, verse 1, and he is also the light from God, verse 9. When we receive him, we have the authority to become children of God. The authority is nothing other than the life of God. God gives us his life as our authority, that we may become children of God. Hence we are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. This is regeneration, which is a great matter. Therefore, we may say that regeneration is the center of God's complete salvation and the commencement of God's salvation in its organic aspect. It is God himself as the Spirit coming into our spirit to make us alive. In other words, we are regenerated, made alive in our spirit by the Spirit of God. This is regeneration. Through regeneration, the believers have the spiritual life of God in addition to their natural life. The spiritual life of God is divine and eternal. Such a divine life is the basis and means of the believer's spiritual life and living. Spiritually, all our living is based upon the divine life of God in us.